Chapter 4. Jessica Reel could not sleep either, and the weather was as bad on the Eastern Shore as it was in D.C. She stared at where her home had once been before it had been destroyed. She had actually done the deed herself. Well, she had booby-trapped the place, and Will Roby had triggered the explosion that had almost claimed his life. It was incredible how a partnership could have been born out of such grim circumstances. She pulled her hood tighter against the rain and wind and continued to tramp over the muddy earth, while the waters of the Chesapeake Bay to the west continued to pound the little spit of land. She had departed from Roby feeling both hopeful and lost, such an unsettling feeling that she was unsure from which end to work through it, if there was even a way to do so. For most of her adult life, her work had been her entire world. Now, Reel wasn't sure she really had a job or world left. Her agency despised her. Its leadership wanted her not merely out of the way, but dead. If she left her employment there, she felt she would be giving them license to terminate her in that far more permanent way. Yet if she stayed, what would her future be like? How long could she reasonably survive? What was her exit strategy? All troubling questions with no apparent answers. The last few months had cost her all she had, her three closest friends in the world, her reputation at the agency, perhaps her way of life. But she had gained something, or someone. Will Roby, initially her foe, had become her friend, her ally, the one person she could count on, when Reel had never been able to do that easily or convincingly. But Roby knew her way of life as well as she did. Her way was his way. They would forever share that experience. He had offered her friendship, a shoulder to lean on, if it ever came to that. Yet part of her still wanted to withdraw from such an offer, to keep going it alone. She had not figured out her response to that or him yet. Maybe she would never have one. She looked up at the sky and let the pelting raindrops hit her in the face. She closed her eyes and a rush of images came to her.